Hello, my name is Griffin Glenn, and I'm a third-year PhD student in Siegfried Glenzer's group at SLAC. In this poster, I describe some analysis of a high-repetition rate laser-driven ion acceleration experiment performed at Rutherford Appleton Lab. First, I define data-reduced parameters such as the average pixel value of an image, and contrast them with scientific parameters such as electron temperature. Scientific parameters are closer to the physics of interest in a given experiment, but often require much more time and energy to retrieve. In our recent experiment, we used a Bayesian optimization algorithm to perform online optimization of a laser-driven ion beam at 5 Hz. The target, which I've illustrated schematically here, was a microfluidic liquid water target developed at SLAC. To diagnose the interaction, we fielded a variety of both particle and optical diagnostics. Here I focus on electron spectrometer data. On the right side of the poster, you can see some information about the characterizations of this detector that have been performed so far. In the plot shown at center left, we can see that the total signal on the electron spectrometer is somewhat correlated with the electron temperature and quite well correlated with the maximum electron energy. These results are consistent with our expectations for this detector, as is the trend of higher electron temperatures with increasing laser energy shown to the right. In the experiment, we performed optimizations using the total signal as the parameter to be optimized, so it is important to understand how this data-reduced parameter correlates with scientific parameters like the maximum electron energy. Moreover, future work on online optimization will likely continue to rely on data-reduced parameters. They can be computed much more quickly than scientific parameters and are often less sensitive to choices of analysis method or variations in diagnostic performance. As such, it is important to have a clear picture of correlation or lack thereof between data-reduced parameters and the scientific parameters of interest. In this case, this analysis demonstrates that the total signal is generally well correlated with two scientific parameters of interest. Future work will continue to explore this topic by evaluating the relative performance of the Bayesian optimization algorithm when it is operated with scientific parameters rather than the data-reduced parameters used so far. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you at my poster.